So today we're on Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Vav. So I'll begin on Kuf Lamed Hey Amed Beis, five lines from the bottom. Okay, 135b, welcome Fern, five lines from the bottom. Okay, so the Gemara in yesterday's Dav had learned that if a offspring is not viable, so we're not Machal Shabbos for that offspring. In other words, the Gemara had a limud, or lato, or la tova dai do chera shabbat below safek do chera shabbat. In other words, it has to be a viable offspring in order to be docha shabbos, in order to do the bris on shabbos. So the Gemara learns five lines from the bottom. So tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kol shloshim yom ba'adam eino nefil. Shmuel says that any child that lasts for 30 days is not a nefil. A nefil is a non-viable offspring. So once the child makes it to 30 days, I know the child's around. It is viable. The Torah says that you'll be poda the children. In other words, they have a certain kedusha with the bechorim, so you'll be poda them from the once they're a month old. So we take it that that's because it's viable now at 1 month. Shmurat yimim bebehema, if an animal that's born is 8 days old, eino nefel is also not a nefel. Nefel is non-viable. Once it makes it to 8 days, eino nefel, shneimar miyom ha'shini v'hal yiritza l'korban v'gomer. And once it's 8 days old, it's acceptable as a korban. Now, the last Tosfos on the Daf, it takes it that that the two dinim are not the same. With 30 days, it's after the child completes 30 days. With the animal, once it gets into the eighth day, it's already in that getter. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so that's the brisa. So the Gemara says, halo shoha sveikahavi. So if it doesn't, let's say it's a child, and the child doesn't last for 30 days, it's really saying that every child is a safek. I don't know if it's viable or not. In other words, a child in the first 30 days is a safek, whether it's viable. So he says, mimhal hechi malin alei. So how is it that we ever give a bris to any child on Shabbos? We don't know for certain that it's a viable child. So Amar Ravada Barava. So Ravada Barava says, malin otomi manavshach. We're going to give a bris mila to the child. Mimanavshach means like either way. If it's A or B, we'll be okay. He says, im chayhu shapir kamayel. Here the word chay is viable. If it's a viable offspring, so then we're in the clear. That's not a problem. V'im lav mechatech b'basarhu. Even if it's not viable, it's like I talk about the living dead. It's like the child's like the crawling dead. In other words, it's not viable. It's not going to survive. So it's not worse, the Gemara says, than cutting a dead piece of meat. That's what the Gemara thinks. That's what he wants to say. All right, we're on Kuf Lamed Vav Mem Aleph, 136a, line 4, Michael. Okay, so via Lahad Tanya, so the Gemara says, yeah, but we learn a brisa, this brisa you had yesterday. It says, Safek ben Shiva, Safek ben Shmona, Imechalin Adav Shabbat. It says, now, Safek ben Shiva, Chazal took it that a child that has a gestation period of 7 months will survive. A child that has eight months will not survive. That's what the Chazal took it. Today we know that today what we're familiar with is not that way, but that's the way Chazal had it. So we're on the fifth line on Kuf Lamed Vav Mem Aleph, 136a. So he says, Amai, so why should we not be Mechal Shabbos for the, in other words, I don't know if the child's Ben Shiva or Ben Shmona. He says, Amai, Nimalei Mimanav Shach. Why don't we, if what you're saying, if what Ravada Barab is saying, we should have a manavshach, im chayu shapir kamahil, if he's a viable child, so I'm doing it well, v'im lav mechatek babasarhu, otherwise I'm mechatek babasar, so I can't go wrong in giving him the bris. So again, I'm just repeating. So so we said that, and this will be review for you, Michael, also, so we said that any child that lasts 30 days, we know it's not a nefel, it's a viable child. Now, you had in yesterday's daf, I know Dr. Frank gave over yesterday's daf, the Gemara learned that only a viable child can get a bris mila, or la tova diablo, or la tova safek. So if it's a safek, whether it's viable or not. So we said, but every child then is a safek, because I don't know if it's going to get to 30 days. So how do I ever give a bris to any child that's born on Shabbos? So Ravada Barabba helps us out. He says that mimanav shach, we can give a bris. If it's viable, so that we're in the clear. If it's not viable, the child is like not the walking dead, but the crawling dead. So it's like cutting into a piece of dead flesh. That's the way Ravada Brava says. So if that's the case, we said it with the Brisa he had in yesterday's off, and he quotes it here as well. If a child is Safek ben Sheva, Safek ben Shmona, the Brisa says, I don't know if the child was a 7-month, child, pregnancy, in which case it is viable, or an 8th month pregnancy, which is not viable. So the Tana of the Brisa said, we can't be Mechal Shabbos, we can't give it a bris. So, but according to the way Ravada Rabahava has it, either way I'll be okay. So he says, Amar Mar Bered Ravina, Anav Rav Nechumi Bar Zecharia Tagimna. So, Mar Bered Ravina said, I and Rav Nechumi Bar Zecharia both explained the Brisa, the one we just did, Mimal Hachanami Ma'alin Alei, that indeed we would give a bris. In other words, the Tana isn't saying don't give a bris to the child. We would give a bris to the child. He says, Mimal Hachanami Ma'alin Alei, Lo Nisrucha Elamach Shire Mila. In other words, when he says that Ein Mechalin Alav Rashabbat, he's referring, we wouldn't do the Machshir. In other words, cutting into the flesh, it's not a problem because it's like dead flesh. Either it's a viable child or it's not a viable child. Viable child, I have the mitzvah. Not a viable child, it's like cutting into dead flesh. So not a problem with that. But according to the Tana Reb Lezer, there are machshire mila are also docha Shabbos, right? I can cut down trees to make coals and things like that. So that's what the Tana is referring to. Lo nisrucha l'machshire mila v'alibud Reb Lezer. So that was only saying within Reb Lezer I can't. Otherwise, in Akinami, I have a green light to go forward and do it. Okay. Any questions on anything we did so far? Yeah, Michael's got a question. What's up?
I didn't understand. One of the 3 or 4 reasons that you can't do a bris on Shabbos, and every one of them has nothing to do with whether the baby survives the next 10 days or 25, 20, 22 days. In other words, if it's shechita, you're right, it's dead meat at 30 days or at 20 days, but right now he has a pulse and he's bleeding.
Right. Well, but the question is, halachically, how do we view him? We've had this many times before.
Wait a second. This is Shabbos. We're talking about an Isser D'Oraisa, probably of Shabbos, right?
Right. Remember, like, let's say here, let's give a different case. Let's say I have a person, he's walking around in the street, and he's really a trefa. I take my gun out and shoot him.
Am I walking dead.
Right. So am I chayev misa for killing him? No, because in halacha, you're right. He has a pulse. He breathes, but halacha views him as like dead. So same thing with this child. So you're right. It's alive. It has it's breathing. It has a pulse, but halacha views it as dead. That's what we're saying. All right. Now, all right.
Yeah. What's up? We said it's even muksa yesterday.
All right. Well, what's up, Fern?
I didn't get it last machzor, and I don't get it now. Why? And maybe it's because we bring our 20th and 21st century eyes to it. Why would a child at 8 months be considered less viable than 7?
That's Mesorah Chazal had.
Yeah, no, it means
why?
What
could possibly be the basis to it?
So, again, with our medicine, it isn't that way. They do survive when they're 7 and 8 months. But this is what Chazal saw. This is that it wasn't this way. I don't know what to answer with that. Okay, let me move on. Okay, let's go on. Now we're on the 10th line, Kuf Lamed Vav and Aleph. Now, the Gemara says, we said according to Ravada Barava, a child that's born in the 8th month of pregnancy is not only non-viable, but he's treated like he's dead. Dead child. So now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Kitsanoi. Abaye says that aspect, Ravada Brava is an Amora. He says the child in the 8th month is the dead child. That's really, he wants to say it's a machloket tanoim, whether a non viable child is considered to be dead. We think Kitsanoim. He says, now he's going to go back, we're going back from animal to humans, but it's the same idea. He says, Kitsanoi. Now, it's talking about if an animal, like a kosher animal, dies, so it's a nevela, and it gives off tumah. That's what it's saying. It says, La'avi ben shmona, shein shechitzo matarato. That includes let's say you have a ben shmona, in other words, an animal that was born after 8 months of pregnancy. The Gemara takes it, I think it's like cows. I'm sorry, Shai is not here anymore, but Shai, cows, they take it, are 9 month pregnancy. I think that the behemoth daka, like the sheep and the goats, were 4 or 5 months, and then the cows were 9 months. So he says, Lavi ben shmona shein shchitzo matarato. So according to the Tanakhama, if I have a cow that was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, and then I shech that cow, so the cow is still viewed as an avela because it was like the Walking Dead. So it still gives off tuma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, shechitzo matarato. Where these last two times, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say that no, that the shechita is effective with it. And mamela, it does take away from tumas nevela. So again, when I have the animal, if the animal normally dies not through shechita, it gives off tuma, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. But the Tana is teaching me that sometimes I have an animal, the Tanakama, that went through an 8 month pregnancy, so it's like the Walking Dead; it's going to keel over and die. So even if I shecht it, it still has the din of nevela. That's what the Tanakhama says. Whereas the second group of Tanayim, which is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, say, no, the shechita is effective and it removes the tumor from it. So my love, so again, the next line in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, my love, b'hakimifliki, is it not that the point of dispute between these two tzadim is, demar savara chayhu, that the second group of Tanayim consider the animal that's born in the 8th month, it's a viable animal. Is it, or not viable, but we view it as a living creature. We view it for halacha like a living creature. He says, Umar Savar Medu, whereas the Tanakhama views it as dead. So if that's the case, so this very issue about whether a child that's born in the 8th month, whether we view it as chai or dead, or chai or mace, is machloka tanaim, if what we said is correct. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, if that indeed is the case, the pshat in the brisa, ihachi ademiflagilin in tuma b'tara, if this machloket is true, whether it's alive or dead, so instead of having the machloket about tuma b'tara, is the carcass tamei or tahor, liflagilin in achila. So they should have the machloket whether I can eat the animal, according to the first sad, the second side, right? The second side was shechitzo matarato. What you're saying, I can eat the animal. So if I can eat the animal, you should say, according to one, I can eat it, according to the one, I can't. Ela dekuliyama meidhu. So the Gemara says, no, both stadim hold that we view the animal as dead animal if it's born in the 8th month. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, Kitrefa. But the ones who say that it brought out, nevertheless, the shechita was effective, they make the analogy to a trefa animal, an animal that has one of that physical defects in it. He says, trefa lava afagav demeta hi shechitza matarata. Let's say if an animal is a trefa, in other words, it has a physical defect in it, like we said, like nishtapu rov slotel. Let's say most of its ribs were broken, so it's a trefa. So it's walking around, I shecht it, so the shechita, I can't eat it. I can't eat it because it's a trefa, and a trefa will assume it's a trefa ain't a chai. It's not going to live, but it's, so I can't eat it as a result of shechita. Nevertheless, the shechita is effective in changing its tuma status, or you know, rendering the carcass not, you know, that won't be an avatuma. Hakanami lo shana. So here too, there's no difference. So it also with this animal that's in the 8th month, it's like not viable, but if I shecht it, so it'll be mitirit from tuma, according to the second group of Tanaim. He says, Rabbanan, and according to the Tanakhama, lodami the trefa. It's not analogous to trefa. It means it's worse than trefa. Trefa, haitala shara kosher. The trefa had a point in time when it wasn't trefa. So it was a viable animal, it was going good, and then it became a trefa. So that cuts more towards that the shechita should be able to be, you know, to be metahirit. He said that we view it like as a fully living creature. Hi, loitala shara kosher. This animal that's born in the 8th month never had a shara kosher, never had a time when it was at all viable. So we view it sort of like a walking nevela. We'll call it like that, like a walking nevela. He says, v'chitema trefa mi beten ma'ik lamemar. So maybe say, look, there is some type of trefa which was trefa from the get-go. Sometimes an animal is born congenitally with a physical defect, so it was trefa mi beten, and notwithstanding that, when I do the shechita on it, it will be metaher it. It will remove the tumah from it. So hatam yesh b'min shechita. He says there, you're right. That particular case is different. But in the world of treifas, most of the treifas, you know, were viable animals that became a treifa. We're going to give, that's the din that's going to apply. Hacha im b'min shechita. Here, animals that are born in the eighth month, they're never subject to shechita. They're always out the door. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take some questions. Okay, so the idea that we spoke about was that according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, if a child is born in the eighth month, it's not only non-viable, but it's treated as if it's already dead. We treat it as if it's already dead. So we thought that that's subject to machloket tanaim, because we had these two tanaim, they had a machloket, if I shech the animal in the eighth month. The animal and the human, we figure it's the same category. So the animal in the eighth month, so does the shechita accomplish that I remove the tumah from it or not? So it's a machloket tanaim. So we thought that the one that holds it dead, like we view it as dead, doesn't remove it. The one that doesn't view it that way does it the other way. Then it would be machloket tanaim. So the Gemara says, no, everybody views the animal as dead. It's a dead animal. But notwithstanding that it's the walking dead, but there is a model that we could take for tumah and tara, and that's by treifa. In other words, an animal is a treifa, is also a walking dead animal. And nevertheless, when I shecht it, even though I can't eat it, but it removes the tumah from it. So in the same way, the other side holds, it removes the tumah from it. And then the other side says it's not the same thing, because the treifa had a time when it was viable, and this animal never had a time when it was viable. That's the basic idea we learned. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? All right, let's move on.
Go ahead.
I have a question. What would be the point of, once it's dead, to remove the tumor from it? Symbolically, what's the point?
No. This is what he did. So now we have to figure out what's the status of the animal. If he shechted the animal, this is what he did. Maybe you know. So that's the issue. So you did this. So what's? But in addition to which, he might have an interest in not having a tummy carcass around. Okay, well, Yosef, what do you have for me?
So the Tana Kama agrees for Tarefa that if you do shechita, removes the tumor.
Everybody agrees with the Tarefa. That's not tummy. Everybody agrees with that. Okay, let's go further. All right. Okay, now we're up to Ibayaluhu. We're around halfway down the column, Ibayaluhu. So now we're going back to Rosh Gamliel said that an animal is not assumed to be viable until it's 8 days old. Again, the human until he's 30 days old, the animal until it's 8 days old. Okay, Ibayaluhu, mipli rabbanon leid Rosh Gamliel alo. Is this a davar muskam? It was Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel began off with a halacha that the human not viable for 30 days until 30 days have passed, animal until 8 days have passed. And again, we said at the beginning, Tosfos says that 30 days is like the human completes 30 days, the animal just completes 7, goes into the 8th day. But does everybody agree with that, or is that a machloket? In Timsi Lomar pleging and assuming arguendo that it is a machloket, halacha kamoto wein halacha kamoto. Is the halacha like Rav Shmuel Gamliel or not? That's what the Gemara asks. So Tashma, we try to bring a proof from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Egel shenolad b'yom tov, if a calf is born on Yantiv, shochtin oto b'yom tov, we can shecht it that day and eat it for lunch. So now shechita, if the animal is not viable, so if the animal's not viable, so then I couldn't have it for lunch. In other words, it's the walking dead, like we said before. So hachamayaskinan de kimlei begabesh kalu chadashav. So the case here in the Brisa is we know with certainty that it was a full term pregnancy. So if we know it was a full term pregnancy, the presumption is that the animal is viable. Even though it hasn't lived for 7 days, if it's the result of a full-term pregnancy, the presumption is it's viable. So Tashma, we quote another Braisa, B'shavin shim nolad hu mumo imo shezemen amuchan. So this is talking about this machloket, whether you're allowed a b'chor. A b'chor is the firstborn animal, is supposed to be given to the Kohen. If it has a if it doesn't have a mom, it has to be brought as a korban. If it has a mom, then the kohen gets to eat it for lunch. So there's a machloket whether the bezdin can examine the mom on yantiv or not. Reb Shimon holds not. Reb Shimon holds, among other things, is like your mitakein. But the Gemara says v'shavin, both stadim agree shim nolad hu mumo imo shesemen amuchan, that if the animal is born with a mom and the bezdin is right there when it's born and sees the mom, that that's min amuchan, and mimela, in other words, you can eat it for lunch, is basically what he's saying. It's not muksan, you could eat it for lunch. So hachanami shikalu chadasha, the Gemara says they're also, I'll say that they knew that it was a full-term pregnancy. Okay, tashma, the Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel halachah k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Yehuda says I'm sure the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says halacha mechla de pligi. So from the fact that he says the halacha is that way, that gives rise to this machloket. So shmamina. So mela shmamina, that we know that it's a machloket, and indeed the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay. All right. Let's go further. Now,
can I ask a question?
Yeah. What's up?
Why is for someone to examine the mum considered mitakein?
In other words, it had a cheskes isur, and now it has a cheskes. Now it has heter,
so it's heter for eating.
Yeah, and that's why it would be mitakein. All right.
Even though nothing really changed the goof.
Nothing physical. Yeah. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Now. Okay. So we said there's a machloket between the Chachamim and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds human is not viable till 30 days, and the Chachamim, who we haven't seen quoted, but they mistama disagree with that, and the animal's not viable till 8 days, and the Chachamim disagree with that. All right, now all right. So let's see further. Give me 1 second. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Nafal Managag, O Achlo Ari, let's say a child within 30 days falls off the roof and dies, O Achlo Ari, or a lion eats it. Divrei Akol Chayhu. So everybody holds, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold, that we assume that it was a viable child. In other words, we're going to go, the Rove, everybody agrees most children are viable. So if something outside happens and causes the death of the child, then we're going to divert to the rove. Then we're going to go with the rove and say that it's probably from the rove. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, ki pligi shepie kumate. The machloket, the Gemara says, if the child, he showed like weak signs of viability. He like, pieik, I think is it yawn? What is pieik? He says,
Yawn.
It yawned and died. Mar Savar Chayhu, that in that case the Chachamim hold that we assume it's a viable child, despite the fact that it was very frail, we can assume that it was from the rove, that it was viable. Umar Savar Mehu. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, in that case we view it as a non-viable child. So Lamai Nafkamina, what would be the Nafkamina whether the child dies and I view it as being viable or not? Is not around anymore, right? So the Gemara says, Liftur minagibum. So one nafkamina would be if a woman had this child and then the husband died and the only offspring he has is his child. So if the child is non-viable, so she's chayv and yibum or chalitza and otherwise not. So it's machlok between the child died and, but it died like it showed like weak signs of vitality. And then it died. So then there's machlokim shim shim galil, whether we view it as a chai or not. So Queen Chamim, we view it as chai, and now she's off the hook. And Queen Shalil, we view it as dead, so now she's still on the hook with Yibum Chalitza. Now, Liftor Mene Yibum, Nafam Lagaga Wachloari, Divrei Kol Chaihu. So the Gemara now said, the Abaye said that if a child within 30 days falls off the roof or is eaten by a lion, everybody agrees that we default that it's part of the rove. These two Chachamim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, they came to the house of Rav Idi Baravin, the house of the son of Rav Idi Baravin. He made Igla Tilta. Igla Tilta is a term of art. It's machloket in Shas, like what it means, but either it means it grew a third of its growth, or it was a fat animal, or it was the third offspring. He says, Avid Luhu Iglatilta Bimamba de Shiva. So he wanted to be Mechabedem. He slaughtered this animal on the seventh day after it had been born. He says, Va'amri le, and they said to him, Itrachitu le'ad la'orta habachlin minay. If you'd waited till tonight, would have been the evening of the night, the eighth day, then we would have eaten from it, because then we would have known it was a viable animal. If it's still non-viable, it's like the Walking Dead, so then it's not kosher. He says, Hashtalo achlin minay. So now we're not going to eat from it. Now, assuming with the child that falls off the roof, when an outside force came and killed it, then we assumed, the way we were understanding the halacha, that we go over to the default. Default is that most children are viable. Most animals are viable. So if an outside force kills the human or kills the animal, then we would go over to our default. Yet here, these chachamim came to the house. He shechted the animal on the seventh day, and they didn't want to eat it. Now, even though like it's an outside force killing it, and so logically, the way we explained it, we should go back to our default, which is that it's a viable animal and that it was kosher. So the Gemara says, Ela kshapiyeku me tivrekol mehu. The Gemara says, revises Hesber. It says, when it yawns and dies, everybody agrees the child, it showed weak signs of vitality and then it died, then everybody agrees that it was a dead human. He says, Ki pli, what's the machloket between Rishon Leil and the Chachamim benafel menagag va'achloari? That gufa is the machloket. If the child fell off a roof or was eaten by a lion, Mar Savar Meitu, Rishon Leil holds that we view it as dead. At that point, I'm not going to assume that it's part of the majority. Mar Savar Chayhu, and the Chachamim hold that we're going to assume that we're entitled to assume that it was a viable child. Now let's just see, we have here 1 second. Right. Now he says here in the art scroll that Rosh Hashanah holds that normally we would go with a majority, but in this case Rosh Hashanah says the psukim that he quoted on that we began with on Kuf Lamed Hayam Beis teach me an override to that. Remember, like Uftu Yamim and Chodesh Tifteh, that you redeem a child when he's over 30 days old, that would teach me, according to Shmuel, that we're not going to follow the majority here, and we're going to assume. So we're saying that if it's like shows weak signs of vitality and dies, everybody agrees that it was like a dead animal or a dead human, there was never had life, but it was nafal menagava achloari. Do we go with the majority, or do we say the pasuk teaches me something different here? Okay, now, Berei de Rabdimi bar Yosef itialed leahu Yanuka. So the son of Rabdimi bar Yosef had a child, begotlatin yomin shachiv. He died within 30 days, which is sad. He says yativ kam mitabel ilave. The son of Ravdimi was busy sitting Shiva, doing Avelos for him. Now, you only do Avelos for viable offspring. So he says here, Amarle Avua, so his father said to him, Safranita Kabait Lamechal, do you want to eat all these, like, these delicacies that are given to the Avelim? Where is it here? Savranita. What is Savranita? Rashi says Matamim Shemachilin and Avel, like these delicacies. In other words, you don't have to sit Shiva. In other words, the child died within 30 days. So he says Amarle Kimle Bay Shekalu Chadashav. He says I know with certainty that it was a complete gestation period. So here I'm going to assume that it was a viable child. That's what he's saying. So it might have been a case that where I don't know if it was a case where we said bavav that that if it was Piek who made, everybody agrees that he's made. So maybe it was a case where some other force killed it or whatever happened with it, but it died within 30 days. But he said, but I know for sure, Kalo Chadashav, I know with certainty, and we said the halacha is like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, so he says, I know with certainty it was Kalo Chadashav, so maybe I'm sitting Shiva for him. Okay, Ravashi Ikla Bei Rav Kahana. Ravashi came to the house of Rav Kahana, Itra Bei Milta, and it says Rav Kahana, something bad happened to him. His child died. Begot latin yomin, within 30 days of his birth. Chazi diativ kamitab elilave. He saw that Rav Kahana was sitting shiva. Amalei lo sabalei mar lahada mar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel lachik Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Don't you hold a lachs like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? So Mela, whatever killed the child, but we're entitled to be told that it wasn't viable. So he says, Amalei kimli begabeish kalu chadashav. Similar, I know with certainty that it had a complete gestation period. Yeah, what's up, Fern? What's up?
But if it's pihek v'meit after 9
right,
months,
right,
what happens there? According to
Pieku mate after 9 months,
in other words, fully gestationally developed.
Yeah. So there. Yeah, I thought the issue was only when we don't know. I thought the only issue was when we don't know. If you know with certainty that it was Kalo Khadashev, then I think that we assume it's a viable child. That's what I would think.
Even though it was frail.
Yeah, that's what I would think. All right.
Can you explain a little bit more what viable means? Because I see here that there's a legal sense that Tosfos talks about. But
yeah, I couldn't hear you so clearly, Ruth, but I think you were asking what viable is. Viable means the child, would normally live, under normal circumstances, would normally live. And some other force has killed it, you know? That's what viable would be. All right. All right. Now let's take a look. All right. Now we're on the bottom line on Kuf Lamed Vav and Aleph. Itmar, Meit Betoch Shloshim, Ba'amda Benit Kadsha. Now, let's say you have a woman and she was married, and the husband dies, and then she has this infant, and the infant dies within 30 days of birth. So everybody's dying around this woman. So Itmar made p'tosh loshim va'amda v'nit katra. And then she's very popular. She accepts kiddushin from another man. So the question is going to be, is there an issue? Does she require yibam or chalitza? Then you're going to run into problems with this. So Amar Ravina mishmei de Rava. So Ravina said in the name of Rava, the top line on Kuf Lamed Vav and Beis, im eshet Yisraelhi choletzet. If the husband number two is a Yisrael, so then she should do chalitza. In other words, to be on the safe side, she should do chalitza, because if this child was a non-viable offspring, so then she's still connected to the yavam, to the brother-in-law. So to be on the safe side, she should do chalitza. He says, im eshet kohen hi. If husband number two was a Kohen, now a Kohen is Asur and a Chalutza, right? A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, and on a Rabbanon level, she can't marry a Chalutza. So if once she does Chalitza, so she won't be able to be with husband number two. So he says, if she's an Eshet Kohen, she shouldn't do Chalitza. So it sounds like Rav is saying you want to, hedge your bets a little bit. In other words, to be on the safe side, she should do Chalitza. So let's take a look. He says here, Rav Shrevia, Mishmei de Rava Amar, Rav Shrevia, in the name of Rava, said, Achatzu v'achatzu choletzet. So they're both quoting Rava. The first version of Rava, the Eshet Kohen, we're going to give a break to. The second version is she's got to do chalitza even if the husband number two is a Kohen. Amarle Ravina Rav Shrevia. So Ravina said Rav Shrevia, but Orta Amar Rabba Hachi. He said in the evening, Rabba said the way you quoted him. Litzafra Hadarbe. In the morning, he retracted that ruling, the harsh ruling. So Amarle Sharitua. He says, so you mean you're permitting this woman? He says, in other words, to stay with the husband number two is a Kohen. Yehi Rabba Tishru Tarba. You should be, be Matir Chelev. In other words, it's like a bad situation. All right. Now, we said above the halacha follows Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, and if it doesn't survive 30 days, so it's like questionably viable. So if that's the only surviving issue, then we would have to be concerned that the child was not viable and she would have to do chalitza. But Rava was makil in the second case. Rava was makil with the second case. The Now he says here, in order to preserve this new marriage, we dispense with chalitza and rely instead on the view of the chachamim, who do not question the child's viability. So saying in a case like that, we're going to go with the chachamim. And I should mention that, you know, the Kohen also, by the way, his prohibition about marrying chalitza is only a din d'rabbanan. Not that the d'rabbanans are important, but that could enter into the, you know, the calculation as well. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
So it's a double suffix. That's why they're lenient, maybe.
Maybe. It's not a double suffix, but there's it's a suffix with a d'rabbanan. All right, now, the sixth line, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bechule. Now, going back to the Mishnah, we see that Rabbi Yehuda was Matir to give a bris milah to an androgynous. Androgynous is a child with both male and female simanim. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda is matir, but androgynous, to give a bris to an androgynous on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda takes it that the androgynous is definitely chayav in bris milah. So Rabbi Yehuda matir b'chulei. So Amar Rav Shezvi, Amar Rav Chista, lo l'kol Amar Rabbi Yehuda androgynous acharhu. So Rav Shezvi says in Rav Chista that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say across the board that it's 100% male for every halacha. Shimatel Meir Kain, because if you assume that's the case, so Be'erchin Ye'arech. So then in Erchin, there's a set price scale at the end of Vayikra. If you're male, you're female. Let's say the person says he's given the Erech of this person who's an androgynous. So there is no Erechin for the androgynous. He's not male and not female. He says, Umanalan Dloma Arech. How do we know that he cannot be subject to Erechin? He says, Tatani, we learn in the Braisa, Hazachar. It says, if it's Hazachar, the male, below Tumtum Vadroginus. And Hazachar is the extra hay. In other words, Hazachar. So he says here, Yecholo Yeheberechish, Ava Yeheberechisha. I might think, well, if he does not fit the male, fits in the female category, Tamalomar, Hazachar, Ve'im Nekevahi. He says, Hazachar, Ve'im Nekevahi. He's darshaning out the word im. The im is superfluous also. Zachar vadai nekiba vadait lo tumtum androgynous. So the Torah is teaching you have to be 100% male or 100% female, otherwise you're not included in Erechin. And Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to that. And then the top line on Kuflam and Zayinam and Aleph, Ustam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. So this is, the Sifra is the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, and an anonymous Sifra is assumed to be from the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So this Braisa reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds by bris milah, we view the child as a vadai chayv and bris, but for Erechin, not that way. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afanan Nami Tanina. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, we also learned in the Mishnah that the Sifra is nice, but we learned in the Mishnah also that he doesn't consider them to be male. He says, Hakol Ksherim LeKadesh. Now, the Kadesh here is not talking about marriage, it's talking about mixing the ashes of the Paraduma with the Mechatat. So everybody's eligible to mix that water. Chutz mecherisho tevakatan, the cherishon tevakatanad. Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan uposel beishav androgynous. He uses a katan could, but he passes a woman and an androgynous. So the Gemara says shmamina. So from here, I see clearly that he doesn't legally regard the androgynous to be definite male, because he says that they can't mix the water. In other words, he says Nisha can't do it and androgynous can't do it. So we have two halachot where he says the androgynous is not like the male. One is by Erechin and one is by the Mechatat. Umay Shana Mila. So why is Mila so different? How did he figure by Mila that I can do an act that would otherwise be Chil Shabbos? He says, Mishum Dechtiv Himo Lachem Kol Zachar. Because it says, Kol Zachar. You should circumcise all your males. So that all includes, the way he takes it, you know, the androgynous, but otherwise not. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right. That's it. Okay. That's it. I'll say everybody on mute. Let me finish with the.
How come the Tana Kama doesn't have this pasuk? They usually do a back and forth. What does he use this pasuk? What's that
use? You mean
Rabbi Yehuda has
a pasuk. You mean Himo Lachem Kol Zachar? What the Tana Kama disagrees with.
The Tana Kama doesn't hold from this.
Yeah, you're right. One second. Let's see if I can see anything here with this. One minute. Let's see back in the Mishnah. I don't know. Let's take a look. One second. Yeah, I don't know the answer to this question, Michael. Let me take a look. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
All right.
All right. Let's. Okay. Okay, Baruch Tia. Okay, I'll see everybody.